And again, they missed the fog. I mean, is it that difficult? I thought they'd get the fog right, but they didn't. Most of us not working this morning. Colin has to work this morning, though. Colin Kelly. How are you, Colin?
I'm doing fine, Scott. How are you?
Change microphones with me. Yeah, let's go over there.
How about that one?
That one sounds better. That's good, yep. Yeah. Anyway, you drew the short straw you're in. Are the offices open this morning in the city of College Station?
The offices are open. We actually will be closed again on Monday.
Yeah.
And sanitation will run normally.
Oh, poor guys in the garbage.
We actually just got this Monday off, and we've been in the rest of the week. So.
We're housekeeping in here, so we're just doing that. So, what did you think about the football? Did you watch the football game last night?
I did. That was one of the most entertaining games I've ever seen. That was unbelievable.
I gave it up. I didn't even watch. I mean, I saw a little bit of that. I said, well, it looks like Baylor's, they've now won, 31 athletic contests since October? They're two basketball teams and their football team.
Yeah, the Bears are having a good year, that's for sure. I think they reached 10 wins in football for only the second time ever.
Wow. So let's see. Today it's Brigham Young and Tulsa in the Bell Helicopter Armed Forces Bowl.
Oh yeah, you didn't do that in the 6 o'clock.
I didn't. Hour. Well, and where are they? That's at the old Cotton Bowl, isn't it?
No. That's it's supposed to be in Fort Worth.
Oh, that is. That is the one at the old Cotton Bowl.
No, that's the Ticket City Bowl. It's the old Cotton Bowl.
Oh. Okay.
This one's at Ford Stadium in Dallas because Eamon Carter is still under renovation.
Oh. But it's supposed to. It'll go back to the new and improved Eamon Carter next year?
Correct.
Okay. Which used to be a great stadium to watch a ball game in. Tom and I remember
it
that.
It did. Yeah. One of the highest press boxes we ever went to.
Nobody would ever go to the games. I mean, that's what made part. It's kind of like Rice Stadium. It's a great stadium, and nobody would ever go there to watch the game, so it was perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, it worked out well. So we got Brigham Young and Tulsa, huh? Who are we taking in that?
I think BYU. Yeah, or don't care.
Check the weather in Manhattan or in Brooklyn, would you? Would you check the weather in Brooklyn, New York this morning?
For the Ticket City Bowl?
New Era Pinstripe Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's where the Aggies, could have been sent.
Yeah, that's right. They could have been there.
That's right.
And they might have been. And the tickets, I think, were like $151 each.
Uh-huh.
So they kick off at 2:30 today.
Sunshine today with a high of about 53.
Oh, not bad.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, 30% chance of showers tonight with a low of 45.
There you go.
Yeah. Better them than us. Okay. And then, but tomorrow now, what time's the Aggie game kickoff? 11 o'clock?
11:00 something.
Yeah, 11:00 something.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right, pregame at 10 o'clock right here on 1620. WTAW.
Okay. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. What'd you bring us this morning?
Well, as I mentioned, city offices will be closed Monday, but sanitation will be running.
Right.
And we also have a deadline coming up if you're interested in applying for Citizens University. Ah. The deadline is Tuesday for that, Tuesday, January 3rd. And you can register online or you can call us at the Public Information Office at 764-3516 and talk to Lacey Lively. The courses actually begin on January 23rd, and they run through April 2nd. So if you want to know how your city works and who works it, it's a great opportunity for you. A lot of people who have graduated from these courses have gone on to be on citizen committees and boards, and several of them have gotten elected to city council.
Well, and the other thing is you need to make a commitment if you're going to do this, right? I mean, you need to make sure that you make all the meetings because it's a limited class size, and it's important that you do that.
That's right. It's limited to 24 students, and they select those from the applicant pool. So just because you apply doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get in. But if they have more than 24 applicants, it's kind of a process after that.
Okay. But that's it. And as you say, you can find out a little bit about what goes on behind the scenes to run the city. What else?
Okay. Also on January 3rd, this Tuesday, registration for youth and adult team tennis begins. And the first session starts on January 16th. You don't have to be a College Station resident to play youth or adult team tennis. And for more information, you can visit cstx.gov/sports or contact the Parks and Recreation Department at 764-3486.
Okay, there we go. And that's what's going on to get the new year started. And now you're telling us, we were discussing the bet with Evanston, Indiana over the bowl game. When the Aggies win, we got to go up and pick up the prize?
That was my understanding, unless something has changed.
Okay. And likewise, if they win, they got to come down here.
No, I think we can mail the jerky to them. But
wow!
But we're not going to have to worry about that.
Okay. Well, because I mean, we looked at the website and it said that they had a price for ribs, but they were uncooked. I mean, they're not going to be giving us raw food, are they?
I don't know. The mayor, you know, she's pretty mean sometimes. She can probably eat it.
That's not.
Yeah.
I like that.
Very nice.
We got that recorded, though.
She's in town. So
yeah. Okay. Well, no, it's okay. It's captured. It'll be on the internet forever.
Yeah.
Colin Killian in this morning from the city of College Station. Thanks a lot, man.
You bet.
All right. Visit the folks from College Station on Fridays on News Talk 1620.